Welcome.
This is Easy the Block Captain. I'm the face of Philadelphia battle rap. If you don't agree, then you just don't agree. It's Gutter City. We are here to talk about everything. You hear me? No. I ain't gonna lie, man. It's a little practice run. It's a little test run and all of that. She just was like, babe, you gotta do a show tomorrow. And I was like, all right, cool, fuck it. Might as well talk about some shit, right?
Yeah.
And all of that. So, Ultimate Madness. What do y'all want to talk about? Ultimate Madness. I reached out to everybody in the group chat. Ultimate Madness, Ace, Autumn. They said they was gonna call in, so I wanna see what they gonna do. But if not, though, we just gonna talk about it, though, cause we got a lot to talk about. It's a lot of crazy matchups on this card. I think that this is good for the culture, especially for us, like for the people who. Well, I mean, it's a few people like Don and Ace and Your Honor is up there. Like, they already being pushed, but you know, like for the majority of us, like we like. Right in the middle, we like that right there. Like, we gotta cross that bridge. And like,
you can look
perfect.
At Facebook so you can look and see who's there.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think it's good, but man, let's get to it though. Man, let's get to it. Three rounds, 2 minutes. That might be my issue. 2 minutes, because I like to talk to these niggas, though. I like to talk to their soul, and I need a little bit more than 2 minutes to talk to this nigga's soul, especially Don. I would like to talk to this. I wish it was like a three, you know, a regular battle, because I just like, I fucked Don up and all that, but it's all right, though. We gonna get to it. Let's start. Look, I got this shit bracket down as like the West and like the East, or you could call us the East, and you could say that like, that's the West. I think by far that our side, Easy, the Fonz, the Kruger, the Ace, the Bad News, I think our side is like heavy. Like, Ayo, babe, it said Facebook requires you to go live before 5:09.
What?
Look.
So, what are they saying? Keep talking to them.
So I think you're supposed to go like live too.
Facebook?
Yeah, I think Facebook and this is supposed to.
So connect your live. So you're gonna have to connect your live from there. You can run the live simultaneously from there, but
that wouldn't make no sense though. If
it wouldn't. I thought that if it streamed it at the same time.
Right.
Since I'm already connected to it.
Right.
But you're not streaming live on Facebook right now.
No.
It says Anthony plans to go live.
So what I'm supposed to just like go. Let me see.
So they want me to redo it?
All right, but is this on?
It's saying you should start soon, so you're gonna have to do it on your. Go live.
And say what? Well, here. So you gonna guess what? Do we like title it?
Ultimate.
The same shit.
You don't have to. You can just go live because it's already logged in there.
Okay.
You live?
Yeah, I'm live now. Mm-hmm. So, am I on?
Yep.
All right. So now, as far as like the studio-wise.
No, it's not merging.
No?
You live on Facebook. We got it on YouTube.
So it's going to go like?
Yeah, straight to YouTube.
All right. We just got to like, we got to tighten it up a little bit more though. And all of that. Yo, man, we about to talk about Ultimate Madness, man. We trying to, I'm doing a little test drive. Oh, okay, I see it.
You see it?
I see it up here.
Okay, good.
I see, okay.
and it's not showing that we live on YouTube.
Finally made it, nigga. Yeah, I'm about to say you're about to view a broadcast on Facebook. Okay.
What about YouTube?
It's an IRC. We just got to do a little bit of...
Yeah, I mean, this is...
Listen, man, you know I'm in, man. I'm in like Flynn. I'm just trying to be figuring all this shit out real quick, though. But niggas is about to talk, man. You, well, niggas is about to talk, right? All right, so let me tell you what happened. So Bay wanted to do this little blog talk shit. Blog talk. So she wound up paying for it without my...
Without your knowledge?
Without my knowledge. And then told me after the payment was done. So now
on.
I'm like, we got to do some shows because I got to make this bread back up. You dig what I'm saying? I got to make this money back up. Because,
oh, my God.
So fuck that. You know what I mean? I'm here. And all that. All right,
I
so what this
so
is
much,
now?
That's where you need to be. You can look into both, but I think that you can look into this one, and it should show up there.
So, all right, so that's all right, so there you go.
Okay.
It's just, all right, so there you go. Now, could you change the border to get the phone in there?
What you mean?
Like so, because now we don't have a header or nothing on there.
I know, the header should be there. I don't know where they're at.
So it should be like, here's the number.
Right, it should be, I put all that stuff
right
somewhere right there.
All
right,
so then why don't you go under this live, put the number under the live, man.
All
and
right.
Then we'll fix all the kinks and all of that shit. All
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, so listen, we got an hour, right? Phones is open. We about to, Bay about to throw the phone number under the comments and all that. Y'all could call in, and we about to talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Who y'all got, though? You know what I mean? Who y'all got? Yo, listen, she be on my ass. She be like, your brand got to get bigger. You got to do this, and you got to do this and all of that. So, you know, I'm just trying to, I ain't going to lie. You know what I mean, it works. It works and all of that, you know. She'll never steer me like the wrong way and all of that. So, you know what I'm saying? But let's get straight into it, though. The phone number, she about to drop it on the YouTube. She about to drop the phone number. Excuse me, this is the first test run. So, you know what I'm saying? We about to get all that shit popping and all that. But she about to drop the phone number underneath the comments on Facebook as well. Call and let's talk about Ultimate Madness. Man, first and foremost, man, who is the scariest nigga on this card? Who is, if y'all had to pick two from each side, who is the scariest two niggas from each side, fans wise and all of that? I don't want to, you know, I'm the scariest nigga when it comes to, you know what I'm saying? But I'm not here as the battle rapper, I'm here as the podcaster boy and all that. Y'all hear me? So I'm going to be non-biased. I'm going to be non-biased today. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it. Number one, I think that this is a great job. Besides the couple three, like maybe Don, Ace, Your Honor, who already had that kind of push before this whole thing and all that. So, I think besides that, I think, you know, the rest of us was like right there, see if we could do it. And also, I think it's a good situation to put people against people to see who fucking wins, man. It's fucking battle rap, dog. And it should be judged. It should be these type of battles. It should be like, yo, all right, listen, I think that I'm better than you. So it should be especially the newer niggas that's coming up. It should be judged. I think all PG battles should be judged. You know what I mean? Like, all PG battles should start to be judged. All of them. And then when you get to the, you know, the bands and all of that shit, then you let the fans and all of that. But, you know, it's too many newer niggas and niggas that's not fire and all that, that's just sneaking in and doing shit because they got a performance or they got a look or all that. And to keep it up being niggas is trash, cuz. Facts. Niggas is trash, for you know what I'm saying? Truth. I blame you. So listen, 40 Kyle out here thinking he fire. Who the fuck? No, that shit irks me, man, because it's like, this nigga think that he... All right, but anyway. All right, so let's start with... this is all unbiased. Man, you still gotta be on here.
I'm right there.
On. And all that. It's all unbiased. So we're gonna start with Squeako. We're gonna start with Your Honor. You know what I mean? Other than that, hashtag us. I'm kind of biased on. I'm gonna be a little biased on this. All right, no, I can't be biased. I can't be biased on this one. All right, so I ain't gonna be biased. Squeako and Your Honor. Here's how I look at it. This is from a fan's. This is from a fan point of view. I look at it versus like real authentic street talk to charisma, performance, moments, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, facts. So you, me, I'm always gonna prefer the street, gritty, real motherfuckers, but you dig what I'm saying? Can a motherfucker lose this battle where everybody can lose? So you know what I'm saying? Just because I prefer a motherfucker style, it doesn't mean that it translates well against the person who he's battling. Now, I don't think this is a cakewalk for Squeako. No, hey Squeako, everybody's got you taking an L too, man. I've been watching all the like the little recaps and all that. Like all like people like I thought this was like a fucking easy joint. I'm like, no, Squeako gonna take this joint. But then I'm like, all right, it ain't a cakewalk, man, because, all right, let's take the example. Let's take Your Honor versus Luke Castro, right? Because let's say all honesty, right? Luke Castro won the fucking battle, in all honesty. But nobody gives a fuck because it wasn't, I'm better than you, my such and such are better than you. Nobody gave a fuck about those two rounds, bro. It just didn't happen. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like he made the moment bigger than the battle. So at the end of the day, he won that joint. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't win, but he won. You know what I mean? If y'all understand that and all that. So it's like you got to be careful, man. You can't go in there thinking that it's going to be a sweet cakewalk because the nigga not corny. You know what I mean? He not trash. You know what I'm saying? Like that he's... You know what I mean? I was watching him versus who he just battled, the nigga PG Skillet it was. I just see, I'm like, damn. Like, I mean, besides the looking in the phone thing, because we're not going to excuse that. We're not going to excuse the looking in the phone and all that. But besides the looking in the phone, John, man, the ball was fire and all that. I mean, he was fire. So, link, put it on there.
Wow. The number's there.
All right. So,
you get on your phone and inbox and tell them niggas
going. I'm going live on this.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
why we
got
to figure this shit out now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We got to, like, soon we do it, like, tomorrow it got to be.
But then you'll set it up with them, like, definitely this
right,
time.
Right.
Schedule it.
Right. It got to be lit. You know what I'm saying? No, it's definitely not cakewalk. I think that's going to be a good battle. And I think once we figure out that who the judges is, I think that's going to give me more clarity into what to do for myself personally and to judge it through everybody else's shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just going through the runoff. Like I said, this is just a little test run, John. We just going to be here. We just going to see what's popping. She already done fucked up with some shit. Cause I'm already on, you know what I'm saying? She be pushing me to do shit, and she up here fucking this shit up and all that.
We doing a test run, though. Like,
what? And all that. All right, anyway, Gunpowder Pat, man, and Rubando. Hey, babe, who you got on this show?
Gunpowder Pat versus Rubando. I think I said this before. I can't call it because it's a style clash. And depending on who the judges are, Gunpowder Pat is very charismatic, and he brings a lot to the stage. Rubando bring the bars, though. Rubando bring the bars.
Okay.
So bar-wise, Rubando's the better artist, right? Like, lyrically.
Lyrically, yeah. Punches, yeah. Rapid punches, yeah. But then again, we already know that battle rap ain't about that all the
time. It's not all
about
that, right?
Sometimes they want the entertainment. Sometimes they want the comedy. Sometimes they want the presentation. They want the act. You dig what I'm saying? Like, and it's just like, who's the judges, man? Who the fuck is the judges? I don't even know who the judges is because I think that's going to matter.
I know, right?
I think it's going to, I mean, I think it's going
to I wonder if they get an industry people to judge or like...
I don't know. P said that he was going to tell us who the judge was, like one of the judges,
mm-hmm.
like today. But it didn't work. Because I didn't get no inbox.
He
yet.
Just be telling y'all.
I think he just be like, he just be talking. And he just said he was going to call it, and he still ain't called and all that. You got Gunpowder Pat?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, I just watched Gunpowder Pat versus J. Kruger, fire battle from both of them. I got Kruger winning 2-1 edge. I feel like when it come to Root, he do punch a lot, and that's effective, especially in this type of setting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's effective. Depending on what lands, though, that's the issue, though. That's the issue, because all his joints don't be landing, dog. All them joints, and then he might sneak and say some fire shit, and that joint be like, oh, shit.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? But he punching, though. He punching, and all of that shit, but all them joints ain't landing.
You got YouTube comments.
Yeah, but no, I want... Hey, yo, man. Blame her, man. Blame dude.
What is there to blame? It's a test.
Oh, all right. It's a test, y'all.
You be ready to come at my motherfucking neck. Don't come at me, because now we live and I'm not having it. It's a test run. You told your tournament peoples the thing. You could have put the link. You put the link in the box. We don't know what they doing. It's a test run anyway. All
right.
You got YouTube viewers.
All right, well, make sure that shit right tomorrow.
Yo, stop playing with me. Don't try to play. Don't, you know I just KO. Don't put no pressure. All right,
listen, man.
Great.
We got Jada Nightwing versus Real Sick.
Right.
I seen one of the interviews he did with the Wall, bro.
Buzzkill94 said, I revisited your Stumbles battle a few weeks ago. You went dumb in that joint.
Crazy. I fucked Stumbles up. Yo, who was there for that joint? Yo, who seen that joint? That shit got ugly for him. I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I just watched that joint. I said, ooh, I was fucking up.
I was getting this nigga.
Humbly, too, because it was like, it was on some light shit, but, oh, yeah, I was fucking him up. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
Jada Nightwing versus Real Sick. You're not familiar with the boy, right?
I'm not familiar with Sick, but I did.
I think he said his name's Sick.
It's Sick or,
I think
okay.
It's Sick.
He looks like
I'm
it could be a Sick. 100% like
sure, but that's what. That's but I'm because I was watching like a fucking interview.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was saying Sick, right?
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna go back and watch everybody's shit.
But he nice
I'm
though.
Missing. I heard.
But you mean but I revisited the nigga Jada Nightwing. I ain't
mm-hmm.
gonna lie. I thought he was trash.
Yeah, you were saying that.
I was saying.
Boy,
like.
And I just kept saying
just
his
like,
voice,
was
but
like,
I don't
he
think...
was like he nice, and I'm like, but every joint I kept seeing, he was like choking and all that shit, but. You know I'm battling Don, so I had to watch him versus Don. And he was fucking Don up for real. I said, oh, when boy don't choke, he sound like that. Oh,
right.
He could be alright. And I'm like, oh, he could be fire. And all of that. So, like, I'm like, I don't know. That joint really hard to call, though, because I only really seen one joint of the boys. And all that. And I seen that joint, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, alright, unbiased. I mean, he alright. And all of that shit, but
mm-hmm.
you know, he alright. Anyway, Kid Chaos versus Luke Castro. I like the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I don't know. This is the only battle that I really don't know. I don't know because it's two different completely styles.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? And I don't know. Wait, we lost it, you know.
Oh, it's okay. You could just put it back with your phone.
I can't because I'm going
live
on the other phone. That's
okay.
Why we need to get that phone. And then, all right, I got an idea. I ain't going to say nothing right now.
Yeah,
you
please.
You're going to be like, oh, don't do this. No. All right, I got an idea.
Okay.
All right, you know all this shit. So, Luke Castro versus Kid Chaos.
Oh, you need to see the menu. Okay.
It's fire. I like that battle. I think it's going to be a crazy battle. I think it's different. It's aggression versus, you know, pinball. The only thing that I'm just like that, if I was battling Kid Chaos, I would rely on nobody want to wait to get, like, to the punch and all of that shit. It's just like, all right, he going to say some fire shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the setups be a little long and shit. So I'm banking on this nigga's setups to be long as shit.
Right.
And he only could hit like two, three times and shit in the 2 minutes.
You got a caller.
Oh, somebody call who that?
I don't know.
It's P-Pride.
Or Sam.
Is it?
It might be Sam.
818.
Mm-hmm.
All right, go ahead. 21.
Yo.
Yo, boy.
What's happening? What's happening?
Sam?
Yeah, it's me.
Hey, yo, Sam. Why you... Yo, you did us ugly, cuz.
Okay, let them know who that is.
Listen, all them little ugly-ass pictures that y'all seen was floating around is because of Sam. Now, listen, let me give y'all the story, right? My shit was last. I felt some type of way. I had Bay hit Sam up and all that shit, because, like, listen, I feel some type of way. So I'm feeling like, all right, I think I got the juice. You dig what I'm saying? Because my girl in the mix, so she know everybody. So I'm like, all right, I know he ain't going to kill me. He ain't going to kill me. That's why I'm last. That's why I'm last. That's why he doing something excellent. They dropped that joint in the chat, Sam. I said, oh, this nigga did me dirty. That joint was... I was not going to share that joint. I said, I'm not sharing this shit. I'm not sharing it. And then P put in like the second picture. He was like, he said, I totally know to this one. I'm like, no, I'm taking this one. I'm like, I'm taking it. Fuck that. I ain't going out like that. I ain't gonna lie though. You did Rubando. Listen, Rubando, it was the worst one, right? When they put my picture in the chat, they was like, how you beat Rubando? That's how I know my shit was bad. They was grinding me the fuck up.
I did Bando pretty filthy. I ain't gonna hold it. I did Bando pretty
Yo, you did Rubando ugly. You hear me?
Not
we got
Sam
on the line.
I don't think I need to go that crazy on you first time. I can go too crazy on you, to be honest.
No, that first one was cool. I was
you
like,
know
the first
saying?
One. Cool. Yeah, I said the first one cool. I like, I see what you was trying to do and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
We got 804 and
804. That might be P.
I think that's P on the line.
Well, John, this is Sam. He does all the drawings for URL, all of those caricatures,
yeah.
All that artwork. Sam gets it
yeah.
in.
Hey, Sam, who you
yeah.
Who is your most dangerous two from each side?
Most dangerous two?
From each side.
From each side. See, that's a hard one automatically because on your side, I think the winner's on your side, to be honest. I got to pick. But I might go with on the left side. It's going to be, ooh, man, it's a hard one, bro. I don't know. I'm thinking either. It might be real sick, or might be real sick, Kid Chaos or Lou Castro for the left side. Honestly.
Okay.
And so for your side, it's like, Fonz, you and Ace.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, Fonz, you and Ace.
Hey, P.
I got a lot of people got you taking.
Yeah. We got P on the line. We got, oh, I'm blessed. I got Sam and P on the line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yo, listen. I just want to say that when I hit Sam to do this art, I honestly
right.
didn't know what direction he was going to go. I just hit him for the art and let him do his normal thing.
Right.
And he came with these joints, and I seen them, and I was like, yo, this shit's crazy. Like, yeah, he definitely fucked y'all up. But then I said, you know what? Like, what y'all need? Y'all need conversation, people to talk. If he just
right.
would have drew y'all to look like yourself, like it just been like a lifelike replica of who y'all really are, people just would have looked at it and be like, oh, cool. When people seen this art, everybody wanted to know, yo, who is that and who did these drawings? So it created way
right.
more conversation. That's what I was going for. I was like, yo, I'm trying to get as much publicity for y'all as possible. So I'm glad it worked out. I know
hey,
Sam was working on, he's working on some more stuff right now.
Hey, yo, P, everybody want to know the who is going to be the judges for this thing, man. All
right, so... it's going to be five judges, four judges in the building. The fifth and final judge is only going to be used in the event we need a tiebreaker.
Right.
And in the event is 2-2, then we'll go to the fifth and final judge. And the tiebreaker judge is gonna be the fans. The fans are gonna vote because we're gonna live stream the event, and the only people who can vote is the people who purchased the live stream. And the live stream is gonna be dumb cheap. It ain't gonna be nothing like the regular events. It's gonna be like stupid cheap. And we're even in discussions to use the revenue from the live stream. Number one, I mean, the stream has to pay for itself because a lot of people think that you just do a stream and just whatever money you make is yours. So it doesn't go. It's not like that. You have to pay for the use of the stream itself. So the money got to be made to pay for using the stream. But also, the revenue from that, we're in talks right now, and I'm pretty confident I can get it the way I'm about to say it. But to pay the winners of each round. So in essence, the only people who won't get paid to participate in this tournament is the people who lose in the first round. If you lose in the first round, thanks for coming. If you win, you get paid. You know what I'm saying? If you lose in the second round, you don't get paid. But it doesn't matter because you already got paid for winning in the first.
You already got paid the first round.
Yeah, but now if you win in the second round, then you get paid again for winning in the second. And so on and so forth.
But Pete, you don't think that I think that the judges, that we knowing who the judges is matters to bars too, because you know certain people is gonna go change up bars because certain people is gonna judge, and then they gonna even move a little different because they gonna know certain people is gonna, you get what I'm saying? Like if you book a person like that like comedy or that like jokes, you know certain people is gonna add comedy in there because they know that's what that person like.
I believe it's to the MC's advantage to know the judges. But I'm making the judges public for two reasons. For the MCs to kind of understand a little bit better how to structure their material.
Right.
And number two is to go ahead and let the fans get most of the bitching out of their system. You know what I'm saying? it doesn't, bro. I could put Jesus and Buddha on the panel. And they'll say Jesus don't know what the fuck he's talking about. You know? A lot don't know what it doesn't matter who. It doesn't matter who the judges is, they're going to complain. But I'd rather put them out now and let them get most of their complaints out of the way now.
Right.
Versus doing it on the day of the tournament. Oh, why is that person? You know? I don't want to have to deal with that. But anyway, it's four judges. The first judge, we're going to reveal today. I give you the exclusive since we're on your show. I'm waiting for Sam to complete what he needs to complete so we can let the people know today who that judge is going to be. But I'm going to just go ahead and put it out there. Judge number one is Uncle Ra from 15 Minutes of Fame.
Is Uncle Ra. Judge number one is Uncle Ra from 15 Minutes of Fame.
Yeah.
I'm actually not mad at that judge because, you know, he doesn't really, I mean, I haven't seen it. I haven't seen him, like, you know, show any, you know, anything like that would sway his opinion.
He ain't biased.
Right.
Well, I mean, no. I'm going to say that everybody's biased. I'm biased. I have a preference for what I like, but it's not a matter of if you're biased because everybody is. It's a matter of where you exercise your bias in your decision. That's what it comes down to. You know, and I don't see Uncle Rod doing that. And not to mention, the reason I made it five judges, because it's a little bit more difficult. Like, to win this joint, you're going to need to get three out of four judges to win. And if in the event that it's a split, then you got to get, three out of four.
Right.
But if it's a split, 2-2, then the fans break the tie. Right, so to get 3 out of 5 votes or 3 out of 4 votes to me is a pretty conclusive determination. Now, when it's 3 judges, all you need is 2 out of 3. You got to think about it. If one person was to change their mind, then the other person wins. So to me, that's not very definitive because, you know, one person could be sure they vote, the other person could be sure they vote, and then the third person who's the deciding factor can kind of be on the fence. You know what I'm saying? And then wherever they lean, they are going to determine who won the battle.
Right.
To me, that's not a clear determination. But for somebody to win 3 out of 4 people, that. It's hard to argue, like, you know what I'm saying? You always argue that it's a little bit more difficult to argue that somebody didn't win when they got 3 out of 4 votes.
Right.
If it comes to a tiebreaker, 3 out of 5, it kind of goes back to the 2 out of 3. But at least with that, it's a clear determination, okay, this really was a debatable battle. You know what I'm saying? The judges were split down the middle, and it took the fans to have to step in and make the final call. So, but yeah.
I got this question for you. How many standouts you thinking from this tournament is gonna you got 16 people going in. How many people you feel should come out of this? Like, no matter if they win the tournament or not, like, how many people you feel should come out to a better, a thing?
I feel like at least 8. And the reason I say at least 8 is because if you lose in the first, unless you have a classic battle in the first round, because, you know, even in a classic battle, somebody's going to have to win, somebody's going to have to lose.
Right.
But unless you have a classic battle in the first round, it's going to be difficult to be remembered and be a standout by the time this whole thing is over. You know what I'm saying? But now, if you win your first round battle and you end up in the second round, after that, even if you lose, as long as you're doing really well,
right,
I think the people they'll still be rocking with you by the time this thing is over. But if you just have a mediocre battle in the first round and lose, it's going to be pretty tough.
I mean, 8 out of 16 ain't, 8 out of 16 is okay.
Cool. So basically I'm saying from the second round to the end, I think all the people got a good chance of being the standout stars. And the 8 people who lose in the first round, unless you had a classic, probably they might kind of fall to the back.
So what happens to that first round person who loses, but the battle did have like a classic feel to it?
Then while everybody else is trying to finish the tournament, you might end up in an app battle or Born Legacy or something like that. We're going to definitely keep booking and keep using it.
Right.
Just got booted from the tournament, that's all.
Now, is this the first official Ultimate Madness? Is there, like, more? Is this going to be, like, a thing now?
Yeah, because you got to remember, it's Ultimate Madness Tournament Series.
Okay.
It's going to be a series of these.
Okay.
You know, so, now, the next time we do it, y'all newer faces, y'all are the ones kind of breaking ground on it. But the next time we do it, you're going to see some bigger names. Like, I don't know if y'all saw Calico came out on Twitter. It was like, yo, next, I want in on the next one. We're going to see. But what I want to do, though, on the next one, well, I'll tell you what I don't want to do. What I don't want to happen is, like, you guys coming in and y'all are putting yourselves in the line of fire to do this.
Right.
I appreciate y'all doing it. What I don't want to happen is for y'all to break ground on this. And then once they get hot, all the big names come in and get it to the point y'all can't even get back in the shit. You know what I'm saying? So I want it to be a mixture of the bigger names and the newer names together.
Dutch,
you are.
Hey, what's good, bro? What's going on, y'all?
We got
hey,
Dutch.
What's good? What's good, man? How y'all holding up in this sci-fi reality you're living in right now, bro.
First and foremost, though, I know I ain't say this, but I hope everybody, people was good, though. I'm doing good. Me and Ron did, dude was doing. It's, I call him. I'm thinking I'm home. My fault. Dude. Dude and all that. You hear me, Pete? Dude, I be forgetting sometimes. Pete, you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
But hey, yo, P, we gotta tell him though. I wasn't even scheduled to be on this joint though.
What?
Yeah.
Nah, not from the very beginning. I was trying to figure out because you had the situation where DG, when you battled DG,
right.
And that one off you did for royalty. Situation, popped up, and you lost your opportunity to finish that battle. So I was trying to figure out what to do with you, like what position to put you in. And ultimately what I ended up kind of the conclusion I came to, I was like, you know what? It would be different if you was a new face. If you was like
right.
a new face, kind of new to battle rap, probably just started in the last 2, maybe 3 years, I probably just would have put you on the Survivor Series call that we was doing. I said, you know what? It ain't like you a rookie, man. You've been around for a minute. Yeah, I'm gonna just throw you in the fire, man. Let's see what happens. And not to mention, like, you know, there's some sleepers in this tournament, man. You, Fonz, and who else? Damn, I might just stop there.
I mean, well, I've been seeing a lot of people say Squeako is not going to win his battle.
Uh-huh.
I've been seeing a lot of people say, like, Luke Castro has no shot because Kid Chaos is, like, crazy.
I'm hearing, not to cut you off, not to cut y'all off, I've been hearing that Big Hand has no shot against Big Hand.
Yeah.
BK Hands, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
Like, that's the one that's going to be...
I didn't hear no person have Big Hand winning in no recaps and no predictions. I didn't watch probably all of them. Nobody, like, you know, at least when it comes to, like, meet, like, Don, me and Don is, like, 60-40, maybe 65-35. So, you know, it's still people who have seen me and was like, yo, they think I can beat Don. But when it comes to, like, Hand, it's like nobody is giving him, like a shot at all. Like, that's kind of like crazy because, you know, like, he hasn't been like that great. Like, I mean, like, Brooklyn Hands is good, but he hasn't showed that he was like great to the point that fans is not giving him no chance at all.
He's on the line.
Yeah,
we got Sam, we got Dutch, and we got P on the line.
I have a question for P. When you created this bracket, right, did you have in mind to include Hand and Easy representing, you know, the new faces of Philly?
Nah, not honestly, no. I try. I don't always get it right, man, but I try my best to fulfill obligations and promises. I try to. And like I said, Easy had a situation with DG. And if keeping it a buck, like, he got robbed. You know what I'm saying? He battled Snake Eyes. It didn't go his way. And his next joint after Snake Eyes was Scotty, people don't know this, and it was a rough night for Scotty.
He smoked Scotty.
The footage didn't come out, and that's not his fault. Like, there was nothing he did wrong. You know what I'm saying? So he was owed an opportunity, and I felt like this was a good opportunity right here to make good, you know, on everything for him. So that's why I put Hand on. You know, and Hand's nice too, man. Like, Hand is, he's different. You don't see a lot of battlers like Big Hand.
Right.
But you do see a lot of battlers like other battlers. But you
right.
don't see a lot of battlers like him. You know?
So, man, was the Brooklyn Hand and Hand already set up? Because I remember previously they tried to set that up.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I always wanted to do. But we never got around to doing it. And just so y'all know, the way the matchups was done, we put all the names in a computer program, and it spit the names out the way y'all see the matches. That's how it got done. And it just so happened that's the way it came out.
Hey, you telling me
yeah.
you put all our names in the computer program and it came out Big Hand?
Absolutely.
Hey, I know you're not about to feed me this shit, guys.
That's what I'm telling you. That's all right.
All right, P. All right, so it was said, program. So it was fed in a computer program, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, just the names you put in that, for, in that program, just the names, that's it?
Yeah, you just put the names in there. It's like,
so there was no additional information, nothing.
Nothing. Just put it's like a, it's like rolling dice.
Right.
You just keep hitting the button. You just keep hitting the button. First name, and then the second name is a match. Next name, and the next name is a match. That's the way it is.
Well, I guess the computer program is smart as shit because. Like that, because that Ace and Bad News is like perfectly matched. I ain't gonna lie, I thought he had his hand in it. I was like, I know you wanted, I figured like he was the most, I wanted him. I wanted Bad News, I ain't gonna lie. I was trying to win this.
Yeah.
Really?
Huh?
what would, Bad News, why would you want Bad News? I'm curious to hear. Why would you want him as an opponent?
Because I thought that was an easy Vic.
Okay.
He's going to get mad.
I'm going to put it to you like this. Like, if I had it to make the brackets the way I personally would have wanted to make them, for better interchange value, I probably would have broke up some of those first round matchups because some of them, some juggernaut matches in the first round, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That the Jada Nightwing and Sick one, like, that's crazy to be your first round battle.
Right.
Your Honor and Suiko, it's to me, it's kind of a shame that those two guys with the type of styles they have one of them got to go in the first round. You know what I'm saying? If I would have had it my way, I would have put one on one side, on the right side, and one on the left side.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And kind of over here with us. And then one battling Don should have been over there with them.
Yeah, I would you know. So if I was hand picking it like that, that's the way I would have did it. But you know, the reason I didn't hand pick it because I wanted to take away. Yo, you tried to make it easy for somebody. I didn't hit the button. Whatever
right.
The button say, that's what it is.
Well, that's actually a good thing that if people say that means like. That gives a battler a chance to, like, really prove himself when no one believes in you at all. But then you exceed expectations, you feel me? You automatically get niggas fucking.
Yeah. Now, I'm not going to lie. When the Big Hand and Brooklyn Hand shit came up, I was lit. I was happy because that's something I've been wanting to see. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
in that matchup, it's a shame that one of them got to go in the first round. But somebody got to go in the first round. It's a shame anybody got to go, but that's the way a tournament goes.
Right.
I think Real Sick got it kind of okay. I don't look at it how you look at it, P. Like as in a crazy matchup round one because it everything from watching says that 70% is he going to choke. So it's like I'm going.
I agree.
You talking about Real Sick or Jay?
No, I'm talking about. I'm talking about Jay. If I was real sick,
okay,
I would
that
matchup.
Right.
This is why I wipe the slate clean on all of that type of stuff. It's because
right.
every time he choked before now, there wasn't $15,000 on the line.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Easy. You're not gonna choke with $15,000 on the line. You're not. It's not gonna happen.
I don't choke when you call and say I have an opportunity. Yeah, like that's enough for me.
That's
so
a fact.
15,000, I'm extra ready.
I've seen people choke in tournaments that the URL has thrown where there was money on the line at the end.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to remember those battles was done. All them battles was done in 2 days.
Yeah.
Okay. 2 days.
Yeah.
You know,
right,
and everything except for the first round, you didn't know who you was battling. The first round opponents, they knew. If you choke, if you choke then in the first round, then that's just on you. But after the first, if you made it out of the first round, all the battles after that was done in less than 24 hours.
Or
less than 36 hours. Let me take that back.
Right.
So whoever won that tournament, those tournaments, they had to battle three times, three rounds in 36 hours. That's not easy, man.
Right, no,
that's not easy. That's 9 rounds of material.
Correct.
And that you got to get together in 36 hours. And that's why I didn't do this tournament that way, because I know, like, a lot of you, I mean, if y'all ain't heard it yet, well, I'm pretty sure when the tournament does start, the people who participate in the past tournaments, you're going to see them. They're going to come out, and they're going to be talking shit. Oh, yeah, we had it way harder. Y'all got it easier. And they're going to be right. They did have it harder, and y'all do got it easier. But that's not my concern, to make it harder or easier. What my concern is, two things. I want the best battler to win. I don't want the guy who can remember his rounds the best. Also, I want the best quality battles as well. Imagine T-Top and Chess if it didn't, with no chokes.
Right.
You know, like, a lot of UFF battles
Chess would have won.
Live up to potential because of the chokes. You
know? So is there, like, any type of people who you want to see, like, come off on this one, P?
I want to see everybody come off. There really ain't nobody in the tournament that I'm like, You know, I wouldn't have called anybody that's in the tournament if I didn't feel like they had potential to be somebody on URL. So I'd like to see everybody come off. I mean, honestly, I'm hoping for classic battles all the way through to the end. Every single battle will be a classic. And I feel like with as much time as niggas got to prepare, and considering the circumstances of the world right now, like before, if you would have had two, three months to prepare, you would have had to work in and taking care of your family and doing all this stuff or not. Right now, a lot of people sitting home doing nothing. You know, so it really ain't no excuse not to be the best version. I mean, I guess I would be disappointed if I see anybody be less of the best version of them I've ever seen. I expect everybody to be better than I've ever seen. That's my expectation.
There's a carrot on the stream.
Yeah.
Dave, you got anything to XP or Dutch or Sam?
Actually, I wanted to know, just because of the whole COVID-19 thing that's going on, do we see, will the event be going down in New York City?
Yes, it will be going down there, but of course, we're not going to make no moves until everything kind of die down. Now, hopefully it'll be pretty soon, but we're looking at thinking maybe late May, early June, somewhere in there.
So we'll probably be getting some promo. That'll be fun, though. Like, I would be looking forward to some promo from URL to keep everybody, you know, to keep Ultimate Madness and everybody minds and shit, you know, maybe fast forward and things.
This is perfect opportunity to promo.
Yeah,
thanks. I've been telling the guys, like, you got to realize that Ultimate Madness is the only card that's announced right now. There's nothing other league has anything that they're promoting except for, like, quarantine online shit that people.
Right.
Nobody's really taking that shit serious. It's kind of like, look at those things like All Star Game. You don't look at the All Star Game like a real game to take serious. But
that's right.
So y'all basically the only show in town. So as much energy and y'all can put into this to make it bigger, by the time everything is lifted where we can actually make it happen, people should be foaming at the mouth to be ready to see this based on how y'all promoted it during this downtime.
Well, that's why I'm on a promo run. I'm gonna start doing a couple more of these shows. And we're just going to talk about it. I would like to get, you know, everybody on, though, too, you know, just so we could talk and all of that. Hey, yo, Dutch.
Yo.
You and Sam is somebody on here, because I really can't ask Peter because it'll be like he'll be biased. So if we run through the matchup real quickly.
I'm with it. I'm with all the, you know what I'm saying, honesty right now, because I got a different perspective for each matchup.
Okay, so let's start at the top, left-hand side, Squeako versus Your Honor.
I think this is one of the tougher matchups on this card, you feel what I'm saying, in the first round overall. Like, I like Your Honor. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, like, I kind of like, it kind of like, I had a definitive winner, but after hearing what P said in terms of how the judges are now versus how I thought how the judges were going to be before, like, kind of like similar to how the old UFF was, you know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, I'm thinking about switching my answer or switching my pick per se, but I'm still gonna give that battle to Squeako. But I feel it's gonna be close. I feel like with these tournaments, you feel what I'm saying? It really
mm-hmm.
goes down to who can make me feel the bars more. You feel what I'm saying? Who has the material that makes me get goosebumps? You feel what I'm
right.
saying? Who's more relatable? And I feel like Squeako does a better job. You know what I'm saying? Because it's a difference between making somebody feel something and having relatable material than to be entertaining. You can be entertaining and create moments for yourself, and people will respond to it and be like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? That dude was all right. You know what I'm saying? He was hilarious, or he had some. But it's a different thing when you can make somebody like, yo, I felt what he was saying. And I think Squeako does a better job of that versus Your Honor. And I think that's what's going to separate, you know what I'm saying, in terms of, but it's going to be a close battle, but I'm going to give it to Squeako.
Okay, but come on, Sam.
I think it's up to Squeako to match the star power that Giannis acquired over the last couple of months. If he can combat that, he can win, because he's nicer than Your Honor.
So, I
can't give a winner or a loser.
Right.
But what I will say is, for these guys, in my opinion, have an advantage in this tournament, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
both of these guys are in the building rappers. If you are an on-camera guy, you've got a bigger uphill challenge to win. It doesn't mean that you can't. It just means you're going to have to kind of change what you do a little bit to fit this type of format.
Right.
These guys already, they already kind of rap for this type of situation. It's instant gratification. You don't really leave the building with Squeako on your arm going, and then seeing the footage later and be like, oh, shit, I didn't even get that. That went over my head. These guys, instant gratification in the building right then and there. So,
mm-hmm.
to me, it just comes down to who connects with the people the best right then. That's what it
exactly.
comes down to. And yeah. looking at what we've seen so far, Your Honor has had more success with that so far.
True.
Yeah.
True. So, alright, so Deck, I know you've seen Your Honor versus PG Skillet, right? So, I'm seeing the majority of people saying that Your Honor still won, even though a few times he pulled out his arm. So,
he did. I'm going to keep it a band.
Yeah,
I didn't see that battle. I didn't. Listen, because, like, that whole weekend when that dropped, like, the only battle that they were talking about from that card was Deuce versus B Magic, so that's the first battle I've seen, and then
fire.
Everything else was like, yeah, that was I suggest people watch that
fire.
Battle, and then everything else was just like trickled down. Like then it was like I think a lot of Zay and Saga. I didn't get to that yet, but
right.
other than that, the only thing that they was talking about was T Rex jumping in for Your Honor, and
right.
he was alright. Then people give that battle to PG Skillet. Some people give it to Your Honor. You know what I'm saying? But I just wanted to jump on P's point. You feel what I'm saying? It's tough to, like, give sample sizes or compare sample sizes because I feel like not all of... You see, Your Honor's battles drop. Not all of Squeako's. I feel like... All the Squeako's drop, you know what I'm saying? I don't know about certain drops, you feel what I'm saying, that did were released. So
nah,
you know what I'm saying? And like he did good, like in some matter of fact the battle did drop. Matter of fact, I think Rick versus Squeako when he had the Am I bugging? We had the ball. We said the Whitney Houston ball. And when I heard that ball, I was like, nah, this is different. This is different. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like both going to give you that those moments. You feel what I'm saying? But if you compare, like, what Your Honor's been entertaining for his past couple of battles. But he didn't really show, like, any type of substance where it's like, man, I felt that. Man, that was tough. Everything has been entertaining so far. You know what I'm saying? The Bleacher Report thing when he was talking to Luke Cash. I did this better. I did that better. My girl better than you. I just better than you. You know what I'm saying? That's cool. You feel what I'm saying? But when people hit you with some shit that make you, like the how he talked to Cuban in the third round, it's going to be like, okay, I like this dude right here.
Hold on. We're assuming that that's how it's going to be because we got to remember that there's only four people that that impact makes a difference for anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If a judge is a person who likes entertainment more than real talk ain't going to resonate with him the same as the entertainment. And vice versa,
absolutely.
Somebody likes real talk and not really a big fan of humor. Is that, you know? But that once again, though, that's another good thing about knowing who judges are. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can promise y'all, all the judges are people y'all know. Yeah, all of them.
Mm.
You know, I promise you easily. But now I want to ask y'all something, though. How do y'all feel? Because I watch, like when I tell people I watch everything, not battles. I ain't going to tell you I watch all the battles because I don't. But I watch most everything that the media does. And when we put out stuff, I go and I read the comments on everything. So when we put out the Ultimate Madness trailer, like even like today, tonight, I'll go on YouTube and I'll type Ultimate Madness in a search results, and then I'll sort the search results by upload date. Anybody, I don't care who it is who puts out a new blog or a new radio show, podcast, anything, talking about Ultimate Madness, I'll listen to it. Even if they only got 7 views, it doesn't matter. Just to see what the people are saying, how they feel. And I've been listening to a lot of stuff, and I keep hearing about how Your Honor is Dot Mom, and he has that veteran presence and everything behind him. And Rex has won one of these tournaments before. You know what I'm saying? How do y'all think that will help Your Honor at all? Do you think that's going to be a factor at all?
In terms of what exactly? In terms of preparation? In terms of push?
Being that Rex... Yeah, Rex knows how to win these. He's won these type of things before.
T, let me stop you right there because I just seen the T-Rex battle that just dropped, and it's not a good representation for what. It was pretty. It wasn't a good Rex. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what type of wisdom though that he will pass on to Your Honor.
Listen, like,
yeah,
hold on,
yeah,
hold on,
true indeed.
Wait,
you know what I'm saying?
What you just saw that dropped from Rex is a battle that we know the bag wasn't crazy for, right? Do you think if what was on the line for that same situation that Rex performed on, 15 grand was on the line, you think you get that same Rex? I don't think you get that same Rex.
Nah, you're not.
You know what I'm saying? Look, when Diddy had that 10 stacks, Rex turned into a different person.
He sure did. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, he went on Total Slaughter, and the stakes was higher. Ran through the whole house, I'm not Rex's biggest fan. I'm just telling it how it is. When I saw these things, these are the things that happen. You know what I'm saying? So I wouldn't use what came out today as a litmus test to say what Rex would have to offer. And then you also got to remember that I'm not talking about how good Rex is. Because MJ can't play. MJ might not be able to play no more in the NBA, but I guarantee you he could tutor somebody to become a great player.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be great to instill wisdom in somebody else to be great.
Hey, yo, yeah. I got Kid. We got Kid Chaos on.
Oh, Chaos is good, bro.
Man, bless. Who all on the line, my guys? Who all on?
We got Pete, we got Dutch, we got
Sam. P, who else?
Dutch.
Dutch.
Big Sam in the building.
All right,
good, bro.
Blessings to everybody. How y'all doing? Hope everybody's family all well. You know what I mean?
All good.
What's going on with everybody?
Yeah.
We good up here in New York. We good up here in New York. How about y'all in South Carolina? You know what I'm saying? I heard it's kind of crazy. It's not that bad, but I heard they really crack it down out there too.
Yeah, it's not bad as far as the cases are concerned, but they definitely try to make sure it doesn't exacerbate any. You know what I'm saying? They want to make sure that people can remain safe and still, operate some businesses, even though they shut down all non-essentials. So technically, ain't shit supposed to be open, but like, you know, fires and, you know, police and hospitals and shit. But so it ain't really bad, but they definitely cracking down on making sure people stay in the house and, you know what I'm saying, limit as much interaction as possible.
Understood.
So, Kid Chaos, listen, you got to battle Lou Castro, bro. Right?
Yes.
So, I'm a straight shooter. You dig what I'm saying? I think this battle is, I can't pick who's going to win. Like, this is probably, like, the only battle on the card I don't have a clear winner for. Because I don't know where the energy is going to be at your battle, because it's just like, I've been in battle rap like so long, like that I know, like if niggas start getting drunk and niggas start getting high, then a nigga like Your Honor and Bill Collector, they're going to shake the room every time. You dig what I'm saying? And then I also been in a situation where, like, you know, like a JC or a QP, it's kind of like the energy in the room matters to me in this battle. I don't know how you feel about it, but I know, like, I don't know, because I think pen wise, I think you're the better pen. I think energy wise is Lou Castro, so I think I don't know.
That's interesting. That's an interesting thing. Very interesting take. My opinion, personally, I feel I get put into a lot of the negative connotations that come with being a writer without actually having the evidence to back it up that I'm actually that person. Like, they'll say
That's
something like,
point.
I take too long to get to the point. I went through,
That's
and this is
true.
How obsessive I am. I went through and timed how long it took Lou Castro to get to his punches in Your Honor and Riggs, and then timed
right.
how long
right.
it took for me to get my reactions. Every time it was quicker. And I'll bet money on it. I went through and licked myself. So that's already something that a complete false narrative that's painted about me. I never get it. Like, oh, he takes someone to get to the punch. Give me an example. Please, somebody give me an example. Like, it's never more than I never have dry spots or anything. So I feel like a lot of the – basically what I'm saying is I feel like a lot of the things that hinder writers, people assume it should hinder me. Without actually, you know what I'm saying? Because they just think writer, and then they put that. I'm just like, okay, actually listen and watch.
Right.
Like, energy wise, what? Look at what I did with Street Hymns and Bando. I've never seen Lou Castro that energetic. In my opinion, like, I don't.
Wait. Hold on. Wait a minute.
He yells, yeah.
His battle with Riggs. He was in his bag,
uh-huh.
bro.
He was in his bag. You said energy. You said energy.
No, energy.
Like I said, I'm talking specifically energy. No, he wasn't more energetic than I've been.
Hold on.
If that's his
okay.
pinnacle's energy, and then you tag my, you know what I'm saying, the more energetic ones for me. I'm more energetic.
Time out. This is Dutch talking.
Hold on.
You talking about the battle with Street Hymns, Kid Chaos? Because I will agree to that point. Even I'm gonna start with the your Street Hymns battle, because I'm not gonna lie. I believe your battle with Street Hymns was when I'm saying like this, right? The crowd was dead until that point, and I feel like if I remember it correctly, y'all woke up the crowd. Because I'm just when you talk about
true.
The energy thing now, I'm just recalling everything now in my head and just following everything and now making assessment of everything. So. I will agree to that, you know what I'm saying, which is actually just kind of like switch my decision to make my pick in a little bit, you feel what I'm saying? So I will agree. I will agree to that. You feel what I'm saying? I will agree to that. It's
yeah,
I feel like with you though, like you're a writer with a performer, but when you hear about writers that, especially in tournaments like this, they paint with a broad brush. If you understand what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Very much so. It's tough to shake that stigmatism of having a writer that actually can perform, and I feel like this is the perfect opportunity to break that perspective. Yeah, right.
Yo, Dutch, it's not a stigma. Like, Kid Chaos is very dynamic. He's not a one-trick pony, right? He's not just a
right.
But the thing is, Kid, I think what you're misconstruing is you get tired of every time somebody talk about you, they always go to the pin first. And when they do that, that automatically puts you in this box of pin guys. And when you go into the pin guy box, that there's the stigma automatically attached to it. That's the only thing that you do.
Right.
I think that's where your frustrations are, right? But I think what you have to realize is when you look at everybody in the tournament, almost everybody has a blatantly obvious strong suit. You know what I'm saying? Your honor, your comedy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, you go the whole roster, you can go down. Lou Castro doesn't have that. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't have any particular skill. It just stands out above all the other skills that he has. Right? I personally think that makes him very dangerous. And not to mention, the biggest uphill battle that you're fighting, Chaos, is being a favorite. That's your biggest uphill battle. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, people might not want to admit it. Even when you watch sports, when my team is winning in a blowout, secretly inside, I want the other team to come back and make a game out of it. You know what I'm saying?
I 100% agree.
I want to see a good game. You know what I'm saying?
We live I can't remember the general's name, but he described America as an underdog country. I know this is maybe a little broad, but I feel like in a sense we're just all that's kind of innately within all of us. We like to see people come back and overcome obstacles and things like that. Like that's just a human, I think, trait in a sense.
You think about all the movies we go to the theaters and watch, they all have the same story. Introduction. Mm-hmm. Everything's going good. Something terrible happens, and then the person has to overcome it.
Right.
You know. Mm-hmm. And we sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours, and we can't wait to see how the hero overcomes. You know.
The journey. Yeah,
the journey is about the journey. So
everybody likes to root for the underdog.
Yeah, that's in my opinion.
And I think that's what I'm falling victim to in a sense. I feel like there was this. I feel like at first everybody like kind of just voted with how they felt. I don't think anybody expected it to be as much of a, landslide, I guess, as far as the polls go. I don't think people expected it to be like that. Then once they saw that, then I saw a lot of people kind of spinning a block. Like, literally, I saw people change once it came out, I swear to God. And it's like they just changed. Like, oh, you know what? Now that I think about it, I think Lou might. I'm like, all right, there we go. You see that it's, I guess, favorite for me. So you switch it, and I get it. Don't give me. And I'm not saying Lou trash. I said this before. I don't think anybody in a tournament is trash or nothing like that. I get why people would think he wins. I think he's going to be one of the best versions of himself. At least I hope he is. Like, all of these things, I'm not trying to put him down. But I'm personally, like I said, and it's not just because I'm battling him. I do feel like there's certain people who I was kind of nervous going into battling. But it's like I don't think about that with him, like, to be honest. Like, it's
also, well, kid, I don't know. Remember this, too. When you was coming up through the PG process, and you tell me this all the time, like, you was fueled to prove Bills, to prove Bills right, prove me wrong. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I want you to remember how that fueled you, how it motivated you to become who you are today, right? I want you to take for just a second and think about how Lou Castro was using his feud every time you look at these quotes. If that feud worked a certain way for you, don't for a second think that it couldn't work the same way for him.
All right, listen. If I'd have been in a position Lou been as long as he is, I wouldn't be an attorney.
I say that. I ain't
even turning it back.
But listen,
y'all gave me a shot. Hold on, P. Y'all gave me a shot. I started taking this shit to the womb. Like, I ain't need nobody to sit and
Come on, man. Come on. You're so good, man. Come on. Like I ain't need that. I'm a warrior. I'm a competitor.
That may be
this is in me.
But if I'm keeping,
so
I don't look at that
like you. I get what you're saying. That fight or flight instinct kick in, like that. My back against the wall. I'm a, you know what I'm saying? But this who I am. Like I don't need no boost.
If I'm keeping it real. I'm gonna keep it a buck with you, King. Lou just beat a guy who's better than anybody you battle, so yeah. You ain't battling anybody
Fred?
Better than Chris Mafia. Yes, you ain't battling nobody better than Chris.
Man, I put my money on Kruger to beat Fred.
Listen, hold on.
I'm not even capping with you, Pete.
I got you. I fuck with all of those analogies. But you talking about his potential. I'm talking about what people have done. I don't care about what
What has Fred done since we found out about him? Like, when has he been amazing?
I'm going to tell you what he's done. He's birthed a bunch of the niggas that's running around right now. Half of the new niggas is running around.
Rakim birthed a lot of the rappers running around now. I smoke Rakim. Like, shit changed. People get better.
Maybe so. Prez got shit that he's done that Kruger ain't reached yet.
No, Kruger, I'm not taking that away. We're talking about skill. We're talking about legacy or anything. I never even try to compare Prez to him at this point.
No.
I'm talking about skill right now.
I ain't talking about legacy. I'm talking about when I look at the work. When I look at what Prez did, and I look at what Prez has done, and then I look at what Kruger has done. Kruger got crazy.
Are you saying Prez post finding out he stole bars?
No, I'm talking Prez. I'm talking about Prez since we known him.
But I'm saying, like, how much of that can we take into account? Now it's a different conversation. How much of that can we take into account?
Oh, no.
How does that affect his legacy? I'm just asking. That's a serious question.
I'm going to answer your question. It's not hard, bro. It's battle rap, bro. Facebook niggas live to find people stealing bars. They find out niggas that people don't even know.
No, come on. Well, you know what, that shit was different. This ain't no like a bar that similarly said the same. He stole like an entire verse.
No, he took the. That's what I'm saying. He took that whole thing. What the point that I'm trying to make is, if you feel like there's more shit out there that Prez took, where's that?
I'd say it could be.
If it was, bro. Come on, this is battle rap. Niggas live for this kind of shit. They would have found it already.
Okay, I get the point you're making.
You see what I'm saying?
Like, if it was more, it would have came out by now.
Yeah, look, this is what it is.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
The nigga went and took a battle on a small league. He thought nobody was going to see the shit. He wasn't ready, and he went into some shit that he had no business going into, and he got caught. That's what it is.
He literally stole dude bars and just set it on bread. And that shit works. He's just rapping like he stole it word for word.
Listen, it's not much different. It's not much different than Hands battling G-Lo and stealing his own balls. He thinks nobody's gonna know.
What happened?
When Hands battled G-Lo, he used mixtape balls from one of his mixtapes. So he stole his own balls. But he thinking nobody really probably heard these mixtapes before.
Okay, that's recycling. I ain't stealing. That's recycling. That's T Rex.
It's the same. He stole from himself.
You can't.
He's still recycling.
That's within it.
Now you're right.
You're right. I get what you're saying.
You're right. It ain't the same thing.
We was running down each battle, and we was getting Dutch and Sam's prediction, because we don't want P to say anything, because we don't want him to be biased, even though I feel like P want a certain person to win. I feel like that, but
okay, tell me who the certain person is. Let's talk about it.
I don't know.
Gotta be talking about your opponent.
No, I mean, no. Nah. I feel like that opponent, I feel like my opponent, I don't know. I felt like they might want me to, to, slide out the band, though. I don't know about Pete, man. I'm like, Pete trying to line me.
Wait. Hold on. So Easy, what you saying is, when he decided that he wanted to line Easy, he said, I got the man for the job. I'm going with Don Marino. That's what you suggesting?
No,
like I told you before, I'm with all the smoke. I keep it a million all the time. If I wanted to line somebody, I'm gonna tell you who I would use to line somebody, right? And y'all can feel however you want to feel. I'm using Brooklyn Haynes. Because this nigga has the ability to say shit that don't nobody know what he's talking about, and everybody go crazy.
So
that's what you need. That's what you need to win something like that. By the time you find out that what he said made no sense, the tournament's over. He's home with his money.
Got that meme in the building.
Yo, what up?
Hey, we just found out that Don Marino is P. Shooter. Don Marino is P. Shooter. Like, when P. want to get somebody lined up, he called Don Marino to get the job done, you know? Don Marino is just killing, you know?
Don would have been the favorite in this under the old UFF rules.
Yeah.
Four rounds in 2 days? Oh, he would have been the number one prospect. Because this nigga battles every day in his life. He got to battle every day.
Yeah, that would have worked for him. You know, I mean, no. I think he's going to do well under this regardless. You know what I mean? Like, I think he's going to do well in this type of format as well because, Like when I saw them tweet that there would be no battle rappers judging, I was like, I'm losing first round. Yeah, it didn't drop down like 50% chance because you can bring some people who ain't going nothing about what motherfuckers rapping about. And like, I don't know. It's perfect for somebody who's gonna do like surface level shit like Don. You know what I mean? Don gonna do a whole lot of surface level.
I got easy one in that. I got easy winning that versus Don Marino. I can't. I really don't see Don going past Easy. I'll be honest with you.
But I think Easy can beat him straight up.
Yeah. If Easy come with them three rounds, like he always do, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like Easy, to this date, been damn near undefeated, you know what I'm saying, for like the past, I would say, 2 years. And I know, because I give Easy a tough time all the time. You know what I'm saying? Up to this point, I tell him that shit's trash. You know what I'm saying? So he know. So if I give him kudos, it's well deserved. You feel what I'm saying? If Easy bring three rounds, there's no way Don winning.
So with that, who in the polls? Who do they have ahead in the polls with Don and Easy?
Don.
We got done.
Was it like by a large margin or was it close?
Large margin.
Large margin. All right. So would it be like one of the bigger upsets? That was the reason why I asked that question. Like HB always jumping the gun. I wanted to ask to see if that would be one of the bigger upsets.
I don't think so.
If you talk about public perception, then it would be considered.
Yeah, public perception wise. Yeah.
It would be
considered
an
upset. Public perception. Yeah.
Am I the only one hearing bits and pieces of what Brett's saying?
Yeah, that was choppy. Was that easy? Sound like you on speakerphone, Ace.
No, he is.
Not at all.
It was like choppy.
And Rhonda upstairs acting like she ain't trying to help me. You dig me?
I'm running, listen,
I ain't gonna lie. It was the test run today. I'm running two computers.
Right,
she just got this blog talk. She got this blog talk. I don't know what the blog talk is. She just said, babe, you doing a show tomorrow. I said, okay. You dig what I'm saying? It was set up. I'm guessing she only paid for like an hour of the phone. So whoever called in on the phones is on the phone right now. So Ace tried to call in, but he couldn't. So we know that for tomorrow or the next day. You dig what I'm saying? But I don't want no smoke in here. So I'm just doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's why I'm here with y'all. I'm doing this show. Y'all understand?
Man, that's all it is.
They got 100,000 views. Her shit called the Hurricane 2 channel. That shit. She just makes me feel sick, and I'm just like, I'm the battle rap.
Yeah.
It's all right. It's cool.
Hey, listen, I want to say this before I get about it. This is what I want to say. I'm gonna leave y'all with this.
All right.
At the end of the day, right? We have to remember, like, we all get these predictions and do all this shit. None of this shit means nothing. This is not sports. We can't look at field goal percentage and points of plus and minus. We can't look at all of that because there's in sports, the ball goes in the hoop, it goes across the goal line, it goes in the hockey goal, it goes, you know, you hit the ball and it stays inbounds. Not, there's a definitive way to correlate, like, what a score is, what a point is. In this, it's all opinion. It's all opinion. So at the end of the day, who wins and loses is going to be determined by how the judges are impacted. It does not matter how great you are. It matters how great they think you are.
Right.
Right? And there's people walking around right now saying Lux is trash. So if one of those people are judged for a Lux battle, I wonder how that's going to go. You know what I'm saying? So I don't honestly think
those people exist.
I really wouldn't get
No, they do. A lot of people think it looks trash now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've been seeing that all the time now since, like, Verb.
Yeah.
They be trying to play him like he's not amazing. Like, oh, like, that the Verb, he's trash now.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
So I wouldn't get too deep in the weeds with the predictions and all of that because it's opinion. You know what I'm saying? It's opinion. So really, at the end of the day, somebody going to win this $15,000. And it's a little bit more. We ain't gonna say how much more it's gonna be, but somebody gonna win that $15,000.
I know who's gonna win.
But the reason we really doing this is to get you guys the visibility y'all need to get y'all on the stage. That's what this is really about. You know what I'm saying? So win, lose, or draw, go out there, leave it all on the stage, and do your best. That's all I got.
Honey,
P, I appreciate you calling up.
Nah, salute, man. I'm gonna leave it to y'all, bro.
Listen, but I'm going live tomorrow again at 5, man. So Dutch and Sam, so we can finish wrapping up with the we already did, and your honor. So tomorrow we'll drop down to that, and I had this shit all figured out. And Ace gonna call on time. I told Ace this shit at 12:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah. He had to make some runs. I guess he had to make some runs. He just
calling up, man. This nigga lit, man. Nigga Ace lit, man.
Yeah, a quick stop at champion and came back down.
You already know. But listen, I appreciate all y'all for calling up, man. I appreciate that. You dig what I'm saying? You know, make sure you're safe and all of that out there.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. I'm about to drive back to Arias. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bro.
All right. Hey, Easy, everybody, I appreciate y'all having me on, man. Anytime y'all up for it, man, I'd be glad to call in, chop it up with you fellas, man. Y'all hold it down. Hope y'all family stay safe and all that, man. Stay up.
All All right, call tomorrow at 5, please, black men. Can we please be on time, please?
Yeah.
Oh, we lit then. We're going to call up. We're going to pull up 5 o'clock then.
Yeah. All right.
Easy.
Go on.
No. Nobody in the culture is safe for me. Just know that.
I said nobody in the culture is safe.
No one's safe for me.
Man, hang up on these niggas.
That was fair.
She's still on.
I just ended the episode. Okay, yeah. I need to end it from here. Did you end it on YouTube?
Yes, baby. I did.
That was good. That was a good show. You had all the